The call has gone to government to constitute a regulatory commission to check the mushrooming of fake pastors and churches in the country. Former president of Apostolic Church Ghana, Apostle John Ananadote, made the call on the sidelines of a Thanksgiving service in Accra. He noted that this has become necessary since the church, whose mandate it is to solely propagate the gospel of Jesus Christ, seems to be deviating from it. Harriet Sapong has the rest of the story.
Sounding disappointed, Apostle Ananadote bemoaned the general lack of discipline and moral degradation, which he said, if not checked, will head the country to destruction. He noted that many Ghanaians are behaving like ostriches, refusing to see that there is widespread corruption in the country. Apostle Anan also blamed the leadership of the church for not setting good example for members.
Now, they don't call us servants of God. They call us great men of God, with our photographs all over, big signboard and our wives. So the focus has changed. It's a pity. Some of us are in the church. You have to wait for your time to become matured. But these people, they don't serve apprenticeship under anybody. They just take the Bible and then they say they have a church. They call themselves names, bishop, doctor, apostle, so and so and so. We want to practice accountancy or medicine. There's a regulatory body. But in the religious system, there is nothing. So anybody just takes the Bible and says that I've been called. The state must make laws like they have done that you can't just come up and practice medicine, even though you are a doctor. That regulatory body can monitor your activities so that when you go wrong, they can take action. There must be a regulatory body for this religious thing. People misbehave instead of them allowing themselves to be helped, because we are human. You have fallen. Let people help you to come. This, I don't belong to you. I form my own association. These are the problems that those Christian council and Ghana Pentecostal council, these are the problems. But if we have a regulatory body that government recognizes that people have to go through, and when they sanction you, it will help.
The Thanksgiving service organized by the Apostolic Church Ghana, La District Central Assembly, to honor God for the completion of a church building amidst lots of challenges. It was on the theme, "With praise and thanksgiving, we sing to the Lord."
Harriet Sapong reporting.